The late 1990s and early 2000s saw numerous cases of financial statement fraud, which put tremendous pressure on the U.S. economy. One of the major companies contributing to this turmoil was the telecommunications company WorldCom, the second largest long-distance phone conglomerate in the country at the time, after AT&T. Throughout the 1990s, WorldCom had been overstating their assets by capitalizing expenses and making the company look better to investors than it actually was. During this time, WorldCom engaged in strategic mergers and acquisitions to cover the outstanding long-term debt on their books that had been increasing from normal operations. This included a $40 billion merger with MCI Communications in 1997. WorldCom's unethical overstatement of assets amounted to over $11 billion, which led to the company's demise in 2002. The fall of WorldCom resulted in the loss of 30,000 jobs, while investors lost $180 billion. The fraud was ultimately uncovered by a small team of internal auditors who secretly worked together, often at night. Their investigation alone revealed that nearly $4 billion was improperly accounted for.